Hello and welcome to Trauma 101. I am Dr. Dennis Huffington, the founder and executive director of Care Classroom and the creator of Trauma 101. I hope that you find the information provided to be helpful, impactful, and empowering for you. So what's going on? Well, in 2015, a historic ruling was delivered on behalf of a group of students and teachers in Compton, California. Teachers and students collectively filed a lawsuit to demand students' needs be addressed with regard to their traumatic experiences. The plaintiffs in the case argued students who have been exposed to trauma were entitled to the same protections as students with a disability. The ruling from District Judge Michael W. Fitzgerald in the lawsuit, Peter P. v. Compton Unified School District, determined exposure to traumatic events can disable a student, opening up a debate about the rights of students impacted by trauma. Providing professional development to teachers to teach students who have been exposed to violence, abuse, traumatic stress, and display symptoms similar to post-traumatic stress disorder has gained traction and attracted the attention of researchers in recent years. In Peter P. v. Compton Unified School District, 3 of the 8 plaintiffs were teachers. This signified the importance of the issue to teachers as well as students. In California, where Peter P. v. Compton Unified School District was filed, 4/5 of the state school districts reported teacher shortages, a trend occurring nationally. A study conducted by the Learning Policy Institute in 2016 found 55% of teachers listed dissatisfaction as important to their decision to leave the profession, with 17% of the 55% citing discipline issues as extremely important in their decision. 21% of those dissatisfied listed being dissatisfied with the administration as extremely important. Identifying the reasons teachers leave the profession is critical, as teacher shortages have been reported in many states and disproportionately across socioeconomic lines. Turnover rates in Title I schools are twice the rate than of non-Title I schools. To address issues such as teacher shortage and attrition, leaders in education are looking to professional development programs to ensure teachers are prepared for the challenges that are a part of the profession. The National Commission on Teaching and America's Future Symposium concluded that a lack of adequate preparation leads to teacher discouragement and burnout. Because teacher dissatisfaction is overwhelmingly the reason why teachers leave the field, it is important for researchers to study the impact of professional development programs on the professional quality of life of educators. So what's happening? Well, there is a growing body of research on the impact of professional development relevant to trauma and trauma-informed care, on teacher dispositions or attitudes related to trauma-informed care, and teacher professional quality of life. However, there is still a need for scientifically rigorous research on trauma-informed educational practices. There are many frameworks, models, and approaches to trauma-informed schools that vary while adhering to core themes and principles. The basis for trauma-informed, sensitive frameworks, models, and approaches is the educator's understanding of the impact of trauma or adverse childhood experiences on the growth and development of children, and the healing power of relationships and compassionate approaches to education. As the issue gains more exposure, it will require more from school districts and school leaders to create sensitive and informed schools. For educators, unaddressed student trauma is a major contributor to frustration, low job satisfaction, and burnout. It is estimated that half of all children will experience childhood trauma. A study of 1,420 children found two-thirds of the children reported a traumatic experience by the age of 16. There is a direct link between childhood trauma and alcohol abuse, drug abuse, and educational and employment outcomes. Increased awareness of the prevalence of trauma and its impact on development has prompted advocates and educators alike to become proactive in finding a way to remedy the problem. So what is trauma? A traumatic experience can be any event that poses a threat to the security of a child or their attachment figures. Traumatic experiences can be exposure to violence, witnessing a crime, abuse sexually, physically, or emotionally, bullying, and many other adverse childhood experiences. Childhood trauma is defined as a frightening, dangerous, or violent event that poses a threat to a child's life. The term evolved within trauma theory as experts in child development discovered that the impact of traumatic experiences or exposure can be complex and cause traumatic stress over time, as opposed to just a response following a traumatic event. Traumatic stress impacts children regardless of whether a threat is perceived or actual. From 1995 to 1997, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Kaiser Permanente conducted a landmark investigation that linked health and well-being to abuse during childhood. The study was one of the largest conducted, with over 17,000 participants completing surveys about their current health and answering questions about their households growing up. The survey questions covered a range of traumatic childhood experiences, which were labeled as adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs. The study found more than two-thirds of the participants in the study reported at least one ACE, and more than one in five reported three or more ACEs, establishing that adverse childhood experiences are indeed common. Furthermore, the study released data on the health and behaviors of the participants and correlated the prevalence of ACEs with drug use, alcohol use, poor health, and negative well-being outcomes. The findings of the CDC Kaiser Permanente study provided evidence childhood trauma had a lasting effect. The CDC study detailed the effects childhood trauma had on adults, and it revealed child abuse was much more common than previously known. As a result of the study, researchers began studying the effects of childhood trauma and development. Negative outcomes associated with trauma included difficulties with cognition and communication. Additionally, children with traumatic experiences lack a sense of safety, trust, and could suffer from an inability to manage emotions or anticipate the future. So, what can teachers do? The preparation and professional development of teachers in trauma-informed care and practices are designed to improve outcomes for students and contribute to professional quality of life for teachers. Middleton found child welfare professionals who experience higher levels of vicarious traumatization or secondary traumatic stress were more likely to leave their organization. Trauma-informed frameworks, models, and approaches are designed to foster professionals who are able to serve students and incorporate self-care and emotional wellness strategies to offset the incidence of secondary traumatic stress. Many students who suffer from trauma are often labeled as difficult, as they exhibit behaviors that interfere with learning and have a harder time learning in a non-trauma-sensitive classroom. Trauma-informed sensitive frameworks, models, and approaches intend to develop a trauma-informed lens for student behavior and discipline. A trauma-informed lens is developed when educators reconceptualize their understandings and perceptions of the behaviors exhibited by students impacted by trauma. Preparing and professionally developing teachers in trauma-informed care and dispositions is pertinent to the success of the students and the teachers themselves. Trauma is likely to affect students in lower-income communities, and these communities are the same communities that face challenges in staffing. Since 2013, 51% of students across the nation's public schools were from low-income families or living in poverty, according to data from the National Center for Education Statistics. Preparing teachers to recognize the effects of trauma and how to create a trauma-informed or sensitive classroom has ignited interest as an initiative to improve educational practice. The prevalence of trauma and adverse childhood experiences has been linked to the development of delays in brain development, behavioral issues, and poor academic achievement in students. The various types of traumatic experience and the research showing perceived trauma affects the brain in the same way as actual trauma underscores the prevalence of childhood trauma. The prevalence of trauma warrants the necessity for teachers to acquire and nurture a skill set and the dispositions needed to reach students who have experienced traumatic experiences. The majority of students in the nation's public schools are at an increased likelihood to experience trauma. Implementing trauma-informed or sensitive approaches to address issues of equity, social justice, and human resources in education is important. It is not necessary for educators to complete professional development that addresses every single type of traumatic experience specifically, but professional practice can be enhanced by completing professional development in trauma-informed or sensitive learning environments for students. Let's review some key terms when studying trauma. Adverse childhood experiences. Household challenges and abuse experienced before the age of 18, including emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, intimate partner violence, household substance abuse, household mental illness, parental separation or divorce, or incarcerated household member. Amygdala, a component of the limbic system responsible for interpreting sensory information and recognizing potential threats. Compassion fatigue, the negative aspects of professional quality of life, broken into two parts. The first part includes exhaustion, frustration, anger, and depression typical of burnout. The second part includes secondary traumatic stress. Compassion satisfaction, the positive aspects of professional quality of life, such as a feeling of altruism. Complex trauma, a psychological disorder believed to occur in children as a result of repetitive exposure to trauma. Executive functioning, a person's capability to control his or her behavior and successfully participate in independent, purposeful, and goal-oriented activities. Helping professions. Professions that respond to individual, community, national, or international crises. Helping professions include healthcare professionals, social service workers, teachers, attorneys, police officers, firefighters, clergy, airline and other transportation staff, disaster site cleanup crews, and others who offer assistance at the time of an event or later.
hyperarousal, a symptom of PTSD causing a person's physiology or nervous system to be in constant activation or response. Hypervigilance, a symptom of PTSD causing a person to remain alert to potential threats. Professional quality of life, the quality one feels as it relates to his or her work as a helper in helping professions broken into two aspects, the positive and the negative. Reflective practitioner, the practice by which professionals become aware of their implicit knowledge base and learn from their experience using reflection in action of strategies, theories, or frameworks. Secondary traumatic stress, the negative feeling driven by fear or work-related trauma. Transformational leadership, leadership that causes change in individuals and social systems. Transformational leadership occurs when leaders and followers raise one another to higher levels of motivation and morality. Trauma, an event that causes a child to feel intensely threatened. Trauma-informed care, a care system in which all parties involved recognize and respond to the impact of traumatic stress on those who have contact with the system, including children, caregivers, and service providers. Traumatic stress, reactive responses to one or more traumas, such as intense and ongoing emotional upset, depressive symptoms or anxiety, behavioral changes, difficulties with self-regulation, problems relating to others or forming attachments, regression or loss of previously acquired skills, attention and academic difficulties, nightmares, difficulty sleeping and eating, and physical symptoms such as aches and pains. Vicarious traumatization, the process of change in psychological, physical, and spiritual well-being that happens when caring for other people who have experienced trauma. Thank you for taking the time to become trauma-informed. You will make a difference. Be sure to check out all the Trauma 101 modules and visit our website at www.careclassroom.org. Join the Care Classroom community on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Care Classroom. Take care.